The Japanese government promised to make its border controls stronger. This is because of how easy it was for someone on bail to escape the country. Ex-Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn fled Japan to Lebanon on December the 30th. Courts in Tokyo are waiting to put Mr. Ghosn on trial for fraud. Ghosn escaped from Japan even though the police had his three passports. Japan's Justice Minister, Masako Mori, said Japan would strengthen its border departure checks. She also said she would review bail conditions. Ms. Mori told reporters that she has already taken actions to prevent anyone else on bail leaving the country. She said, "I have instructed the immigration agency to further tighten the departure process." It is still unclear how Mr. Ghosn escaped from Japan. There were security cameras at his home that operated for 24 hours a day. News sources say he took a bullet train from Tokyo to get to the airport. He then hid in the case of a double base. He chose a regional airport where security was not so tight. He then flew from Osaka to Turkey and then on to Lebanon, apparently without a passport. However, Lebanese officials said he entered Lebanon legally on Monday with a French passport. He has not been seen since. The International Crime Agency, Interpol, has created a wanted notice for Mr. Ghosn. Japan cannot ask Lebanon to return Mr. Ghosn because there is no extradition treaty.